In the UK, the sons of a man who's been missing for 5 years have revealed their shock and trauma over his bizarre reappearance. John Darwin was last seen in March 2002, shortly before he went canoeing near his home in northern England. At the weekend, he walked into a London police station and declared that he didn't know where he'd been, but he did know his name and date of birth. What's adding to the intrigue are media reports that his wife left England just weeks ago with almost £500,000 to live in Panama. Michael Vincent has our report.
On the 21st of March 2002, John Darwin decided to go canoeing in the sea near his home of Seton Carew in northern England. He failed to turn up for work and a search was mounted. The shattered remains of his red canoe were found washed up on a beach, and an extensive search involving aircraft, lifeboats and a Royal Navy ship found no trace of him. Last Saturday, John Darwin wandered into the West End Central Police Station. Former work colleagues can't believe it.
Gobsmacked. I can't put it any other way. For him to just appear back after, what, 4.5 years is just amazing.
His sons, Anthony and Mark Darwin, have been reunited with their father, and they say he's in good health despite being unable to remember anything since June 2000. They issued this statement to the press, which says,
"We appreciate that there is a huge media interest in this story. However, due to John's memory loss, there is little more we can add. Since Saturday evening, we have been through a traumatic and emotional time, and this continues to be a stressful time for John and the family. The news of John's appearance came as a huge shock to the whole family. We are extremely happy that he is alive, and we are looking forward to spending time with him."
But not everyone in the family, it seems, is as happy with what's happened. John Darwin's aunt Margaret says what he's done is unforgivable.
"Their brother and sister and father, they're delighted he's alive and well and back. But I'm more angry as to what he's put them through. Very angry."
And there's more questions for John Darwin's wife, Anne, who moved to live in Panama after reportedly selling the couple's two houses just weeks ago. It's claimed she left no forwarding address with her real estate agent or the new owners. John Darwin's father, Ronald, who is 90, says he doesn't know what to think and he's waiting to speak to his son. He says his daughter-in-law never told him that his son had been missing.
"She never told me. And she lives up the road, about 5 miles down the road. She never told me now even that he's been found now."
A former neighbour says Anne Darwin just disappeared without saying goodbye. Her sons say they've spoken with her and she was delighted to hear about her husband's return. With speculation mounting he faked his disappearance, police have been quick to say John Darwin has not been arrested, that he's staying with family, and they are yet to interview him. However, they are urging anyone with information to come forward. As Britain waits for answers to this curious tale, old quotes from local fishermen have been dredged up. 5 years ago, they insisted that if the tides didn't wash up John Darwin's body, he'd never be seen again, or they said he never was in the water.
Michael Vincent reporting.